Oh, let's see where these guys are at. All right, that's there. That's there. I think we're about ready to start. 10 minutes after, that's not too bad. Wow. Man,
did you give a notice?
No,
send your notices
yet.
Out?
No.
No, no, not yet. No.
Oh, I just got on because I figured it was about that time.
Thank you, Tony.
Well,
I don't want to miss out on nothing. It's getting too good.
Oh,
I love it.
At about 10 minutes till, I had a conversation with a man that just...
Don't talk about it. It'll take I'm trying it again and we'll be...
I'm just amazed at God. I'm amazed at how God works. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you got that you think is a tough case. All you got to do is get that Jesus, that little tiny bit of Jesus that's down on the inside of them, and give them Jesus. You know, can't give them religion. You got to give them the real Jesus. And
yeah.
My goodness sakes. All right, we're going live. Are you ready?
Yep.
I think we're going live. We pushed the button 5 times to go live.
Okay, the Zoom just said we are going. There is the notification. And there you are. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the community of faith. Francetta, oh good, hi. How did you beat us here? Oh my goodness.
We just been in the glory over on Zoom. We've just been in the glory, God's glory. Showed up about 25 minutes ago. And, wow, he rewards those who diligently seek him.
Oh, I forgot you were going to try to put the one in with both. It's all right.
Yeah, I want to do that again. It works for some people. But, of course, you have to wait till everything goes live in order to make that happen. It would be beneficial. What I need is somebody else that can put all that together besides you and me, that can put it together, make it as a post.
He did not want the State of the Union on my TV.
Isn't it awesome how God gives us that power button
and
off it goes. Yeah, the State of the Union's in really good shape. The state of that man's mind is an absolute mess.
God is good.
God is good all the time.
Amen.
Even when man is confused, God is still good.
I think that's when God is the strongest. You know, when we're weak, he's strong.
Amen.
Yep.
And they call it seedlings. You know, dropping seedlings.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I'll do that 24/7 if you let me. You know, some fall on good ground, some don't. I just have to trust the Lord to guide me to where to send it.
Amen.
Now. Happening here. This isn't going right. Well, everybody just hang in there with us. Somebody sing or play your kazoo or something. And give us just a little bit of time here. I'm working on this thing so it becomes a natural process to us. And we have the ability to
sing the verses of Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
that'd be awesome.
Okay, you gave me permission now.
Yeah. We did it. We love it.
The heart and soul of every man. You, Lord, knows my weakness. Gives me strength with thine on hand. Lord, we prayer me to be a sanctuary and holy. Try to
just knew how deep and how wide God's love is, you just would stay in it all the time.
Yeah, amen.
No matter what, and you would just never ever anybody you just never ever get out of it. You would just never get out of it.
How great God.
You know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, God is leading us every single day. And our greatest challenge is that we just let him go. We just say, go, God, go. And we just get involved in whatever it is he's doing. And then let him lead us into some excellence and perfection with it. And, you know, you just look at what's going on and you just have to say, you alone are worthy, Lord. You alone are worthy of all the honor.
And we've all come from different backgrounds and walks, and we all come together, and it's just beautiful.
It is just beautiful. It is just absolutely beautiful to see what God is doing. And,
oh my goodness!
You know, that the man today from Bolivia. Or what, Brazil. A man from Brazil today.
Yeah.
And people like last night with Brother Jason just sharing it with everybody that in his family and everybody, that we have one of the greatest answers that people can ever want. And we have it right here with us. And what's amazing to me is that we get to be such a valuable part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, you might say, well, Pastor, of course you do. But if you was ever on this side of this thing, you would look at it and say, you alone are worthy, Lord. You alone are worthy. And you'd be as amazed as I am at the fact that he gets to use me, that he's able to use me. Now, you might think, that's a false humility, but it's not. It's just, wow.
Wow.
Wow. It's just wow. Go ahead. Somebody had a question a minute ago while we were singing. I'm not sure who it was, but go ahead.
Oh, Felicia.
It was me. Is everyone, I'm pretty sure you're all familiar with the song When the Saints Come Marching In.
Uh-huh.
Is that one that everybody would like to have the lyrics to?
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right this time.
No, wait. We're not quite sure because we don't know the lyrics. So we think we'll say yes. But if you show up with lyrics and we're like, what is that? Then no, we didn't want it.
Nice one, gotcha.
It is a song that we have sang since we started.
Subject to approval by Pastor Sam and Sister Leanne now.
You know, I know the New Orleans Saints use it, and you know, and that's cool and everything. I'm just always hesitant. You know, after a while, you're like, I've always sang that song. Does anybody know the history? Cause,
I did not. The first time I ever heard it was in church. I didn't even think about the football team. So I always think church when I hear that song.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And we started singing that song here at the beginning of Community of Faith for some reason. I go,
well, just when the saints come marching in. That's why we started singing it. Everybody starts showing up. We love it. And it's just when the saints come marching in, that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's just one of those fun, cool things that we did here at the very beginning. And so anybody know what time it is? I'm like, I'm just lost in glory tonight.
Yeah, it's almost
I've got 7:25 Central Standard.
Oh, you're in Central Time too?
Uh-huh.
That's right, you are.
It's 8:25 in Michigan. 8:25.
All right, 8:25 with the holy folks.
Hi, Dan. Oh, we sang at the beginning of the day
the
in elementary school.
What'd you say?
With the holy folks, that was funny.
Uh, You know, whoops. Did that go through?
What?
I think this is going to actually turn out to be a really good thing to do like this, because it's going to give us the ability. All of you should be receiving an instant message from me right now.
Oh, okay.
Where I've got all three platforms in it.
Yeah.
That you could connect to, and I put it right in a link.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, I didn't.
Oh, to share with.
Yeah, not only can I'm am I sending it to you that you, so you have a link. If everything else goes bad, click that link and it'll take you there. But it's also a great link to share from tonight's program. Because that has, nope, it doesn't have the title, does it?
Jade, yeah, I got a message a few minutes ago. All right. Well, that's good.
We can't put sound on crack as a date.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because people will go there and then that be the 8 for somebody else. I don't understand.
Well, right. But I got to say, I got to put a different word in there. We welcome you to establish your faith, live interactive faith ministry. Somewhere I got to put the PM in there, or evening, so that no matter what time it is, or we can even just add, because this is a statement you could just copy and paste every night that would say 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And you could add that right to it, because this is a message that we could just copy and paste right out of a note.
Yeah.
And the only thing we gotta do then is just enter the links. And that's an easy enough thing to do. And then of course, if we put it in a family thread, then everybody, not only do you now have it, but now you can copy and paste it and send it yourself to people.
Right.
And it'd be a blessing to a lot of people. You know, it's like last night watching Jason put all those people's names in. I mean, them people were all over the world. He's got relatives in northern Russia and the Ukraine. He's got relatives all over there. And you could just see, wow, that thing just went to about 5 different nations. And that's the power of what goes on here.
Yeah.
That's the power of this thing. This is an absolutely amazing process that we have. And what a blessing that you and I get to just... Here we are. And we, there ain't a one of us that's got a degree in the internet.
But our little family is making it move.
But we all got a hold of God saying, God, help us make this happen. And there it is. And it's like, wow.
It's awesome.
Now, so let's say this about it. If everybody has received it, just I think everybody in the family has received it now. In there is a link to Blog Talk Radio. It's an actual link. Whoops, we didn't get Phyllis yet. Well, there it is. I wonder how come we didn't send it to Phyllis. There it is. That link to Blog Talk Radio would actually take you on your computer or your tablet or your phone to listen to the program through the internet, through your Wi-Fi. But and Blog Talk Radio, you can also dial in the phone number and just listen to it just on your phone if you don't have good signal, which is what Brother Dan does quite a few times. And because depending on where he's at or out there in the world, you never know.
Where
he's going to have signal or not, and it gives him the ability to be connected. Now, so let me just go with that. If you ever go to that, to the Blog Talk Radio link, you're going to see the audio, and then somewhere on there is actually a place to make Facebook comments. Now, we have never quite perfected that yet, because we've not had a lot of trouble out of Facebook and YouTube to a certain degree. I mean, we've had some trouble, but whatever. They're getting over themselves, and that's a good thing that they should do. Now, so if you get there ever and you're like, I'm going to see what this is all about, see if you can figure out what it does and how it works. Because it does on that, somewhere on that link, it actually gives you the ability to make a Facebook comment. I have no idea where it goes, but it goes into Facebook somewhere. And
somewhere.
You will make sure you put the verses in and shout hallelujah and on we go. Did anybody send Roger a link?
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome.
Welcome.
We're glad to have you with us tonight.
Welcome.
Nobody talked about what they had for supper yet, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I would just assume that we could go ahead and get started right now.
Okay.
And,
well, you can still type in your food if you want.
Yeah.
Just read it as we go.
Yeah, there you go, friends. That's it. You got it right there.
Put a bunch in already.
And there's no reason not to just put it in there and let people show up. A bowl of total.
Yum.
Wait, I thought that total just had big 400 barrel tanks. Total. It's an oil company, Total.
Oh.
Total. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
It's also toothpaste.
It's also toothpaste.
Don't believe that eating toothpaste. Bad over there, Dave. Let us go and get some chili.
If you guys don't have food, Dave, we do have chili. It's available. All right. We don't want you just eating a big bowl of toothpaste there.
Or oil.
Now, so thanks for being a part. Yes, today at noon, we had a great program today at noon. The worship tonight was amazing. It's just amazing worship tonight.
Oh,
I pray that you would always get connected to it. If you would, if you like, what is the worship? We actually have a Facebook, we have a messenger thread that's just worship that we put in every night. It's got about 125 songs in it that we jumble them up in different mixtures and play them. And if you'd like to be a part of that, just let us know your name and we'll add you to that thread. And then every day you'll just about 5 o'clock, Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, you'll be hooked up to what is a, messenger thread and there'll be new worship music there every night. So you can enjoy the worship with us. What's interesting about that process is that all of us are listening to the same worship song in different houses. But we're making comments in a common thread, and here's what's cool about it. The glory of God builds, because we're all worshiping together in the same songs.
It is awesome.
Are you not part of that, Francesa?
I was just going to say, Francesa, you're on it, aren't you?
I think so.
Okay, I'll go look.
Isn't that interesting?
Felicia had Taco Bell. That's like their second favorite place next to Burger King. Yum.
No, you are not there.
Huh.
Yeah, she's there.
Saying at the beginning of the day in their elementary school, that was Dave said that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
When the Saints come marching in, I think.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you're on it now.
Okay, thanks.
And then just every day about 6 o'clock in the evening, it just shows up and it's just a different group of songs every night. A lot of them are the same songs, but we mix them all around. I just let the Holy Spirit lead us. And that worship that we just got from those Samoans, my goodness,
oh my
sakes
goodness.
Alive. Them,
such a beautiful.
You know, That is a leading family in the nation of Samoa, the people that are singing it. But they're born-again, spirit-filled believers, man.
Yeah.
And can you imagine what it would be like to live on the island of Samoa? Maybe we should all move.
Yeah. Well, and we wonder because their name, I don't know if you guys know Elaine Tefili that comes on the program with us pretty frequently. She's on Joyce comes on YouTube. And the name of this worship group is the Tefili family, too. So we don't know if it's relatives of hers or her family or what. But what a cool thing.
Wow.
Beautiful worship.
Samoa's not a real big island, so. Yeah, they sang. Dave said they sang when the saints come marching in.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Well, and I think if somebody's looking it up, which, you know, how you guys are, everybody's always on a search for more information while we're here. If somebody's looking it up, I believe you're probably going to find it to be a World War I song.
Yeah. Roger would be able to tell us if he was here.
I'm thinking that it has to do with the fact of our men coming home after World War I. When the saints come marching in.
Yeah.
These are the saints. These are the men that went and liberated us from the wickedness. And when the saints come marching in. Now, I don't know. That's a shot. Because the World War I vet that we used to have that was a part of our church. Do you remember Brother Ed Martin? Trendsetter or Sunday?
No.
No?
No, I don't know who that is.
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Ed Martin from up by Rose City?
Gosh, the name sounds familiar.
He would get up.
I don't remember.
He was a World War I veteran, and he would get up, and he'd be having a flashback, and he'd march up and down the aisles and across the front, and he'd be singing when the roll is called up. Yeah, I'll be there. There'll be no dark valleys to when Jesus comes. And he'd be back in the middle of the war, right in the middle of the church. And, man, I watched my dad go pick that man up for church every Sunday. We'd drive clear up north of Rose City, pick him up, take him home after church. We went out there for a couple times for cottage prayer meetings.
No, I probably wasn't there then. I don't think I remember that one. Who was the elderly man that you sat in the pew and Tim Little drew him and he was sleeping? The elderly guy.
Brother Huff?
Might have been.
Oh,
he would always fall asleep in the service, and so Tim drew him one day. He's a beautiful artist, Tim is. Just absolutely.
Really?
Beautiful.
Is Tim one that used to bring the goats?
Tim was an artist. Oh,
yeah. Was he the guy that brought the goats?
Wow.
The guy with the goats?
I'm not sure. I never caught his name. I remember Brother Stan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember him.
All y'all just join us while we have a West Branch Community Church reunion here.
I remember Brother Stan. Sam, do you remember Ma Ruby?
Oh, yeah. And Pa Ruby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love her. She took me right under her wing.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big
and
wing,
Cindy,
too.
And Cindy,
yeah.
Wasn't Cindy?
Yeah.
Was Ma Ruby related to Cindy?
Yeah, it was her daughter. Cindy was her daughter.
Yeah.
Ma Ruby made really good hard candy. Welcome to West Branch, Michigan, as we just have a little, you know, Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Your mom needs
I caught up with Cindy about a month ago. I was talking to her.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, all right, we really need to get started so we can get done tonight what we got to get done. But thank you guys for your faith. Thank you for helping us. Now, you know, I've been saying this a little bit lately, and I'm going to say it again tonight. Remember that every session we have here is much more effective when everybody's saying, Lord, help me get this understanding. When I like to say it, when everybody's drawn on the presence of God saying, Lord, help me get this understanding tonight and grow in you, it is amazing the difference it makes when you begin to minister the word of God. Because when people are hungry for the word just flows. And when nobody's pulling, it's hard plowing, and that ain't no fun. Now, we set in order this night right now in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us prospers.
Amen.
And we say absolutely every person that is supposed to be here tonight gets here and gets free in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, tonight, I've got up here for a title. You deserve the glory. You alone are worthy. Now, we've got five sessions open of different message titles and topics that we're working on right now. But as we always do around here, we let the Holy Spirit lead us into exactly where he wants us to go each night so that we can truly be a blessing to the people that's here. One of the things you learn in the ministry is that God ministers to whoever shows up. Even though I can have a whole message and it can have points and subpoints and titles and poems and stories, I could have it all laid out. And when that's all said and done, the Holy Spirit can lead us exactly where he needs us to go so that every person that shows up is being ministered to by the presence and power of God. Misty Nash is with us. Hi, Misty.
Hi, Misty.
Good to have you with us, young lady.
How's the wedding plans?
We call you and David blessed in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty, 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 mighty name of Jesus. Now, here we go. Let's get our opening prayers going. That is not the right button to click. Let's click this one. We'll put them guys back over there in the back corner.
Yeah. You just changed on my TV to somebody else.
Did it change to you?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where'd you go?
I shared the screen, and now we're going to share this screen.
Kurt Cameron is on my TV. How did he get there? What's you? I don't know what happened. Okay.
All right. Here we go. If you'll join together with us, we are going to begin with our opening prayer. And we thank you for being a part. As we say every night, remember this prayer is so that we can all come together in the prayer of agreement and say the same words. Remember, you're going to be ministered to by God from this prayer. We are going to be ministering this prayer over people who are going to be here tonight. And as we proclaim it boldly, we're going to be functioning in our position as a minister of reconciliation and an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. So we're going to do all of that in one act by speaking this out loud. Now, how cool is that?
Awesome.
Not only are you going to be receiving, but you got your sword and you're going to be cutting through the wilderness. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer today as your children, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now we join the great cloud of witnesses. Here we go. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. You gotta love it. God bless America. Everybody pause for a minute. I want to remind you of something, and it's supposed to be on my next frame. I want you to see this next frame I've been working on now for a while. See that nice frame? This frame is going to make the statement that Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty are not dirty. There's just a few of their kids that have lost their way. America is still a righteous nation, and we stand for righteousness around
Amen.
The world.
Amen.
And now the commanded blessing of unity. Here we go. Proclaim it and receive it at the same time. Behold,
how
good and pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. And now we speak to the body of Christ in the United States of America and around the world. Now listen, and to all of you who are supposed to be a part of this ministry, helping us get this work accomplished, we declare in Jesus' name, click the link and get here.
Amen.
So that we can all lock arms together, shoulder to shoulder, facing the defeated enemy, and conquer this world for Jesus, just like he wants us to do. Ready? There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And now, here comes the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ working side by side. To some of you, verse 11 is a new understanding that there's actually apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But this is a whole chapter in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul, who was given this mystery and it was revealed to him. And it's a whole chapter, so there's no way you can deny it. The greatest thing you can do is receive it and grow and develop. Say it with me. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I say right now, I receive it, because I got to write this down. Go ahead and get started on the next one.
Verse 14, so that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness
of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we speak right now for revival in the executive branch, revival in the judicial branch, revival in the legislative branch of this great nation. in the mighty name of Jesus, behind every door, in every office, in every secret meeting, may your handwriting show up on the wall. May a picture of Jesus show up on the projector, and everyone get up and run out in fear because they know God is in their secret silent meeting. In the name of Jesus, confuse every enemy that is trying to destroy the work of God. And we, the body of Christ, tonight declare, bless our peacemakers. May there be revival in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, our Secret Service, the FBI, all of our police force. May the greatest weapon they pull be the word of Almighty God and the angels of the Lord surrounding them and protecting them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We declare over every missile fired tonight, every projectile fired tonight, they will disappear into the atmosphere and not find any target.
Amen.
Every one of them that lands on the ground will have no effect. Any of them that are shot toward a building of innocent citizens will fall to the ground useless.
Amen.
And every one of you wicked troops from Russia trying to destroy the Ukraine, you'll get out of your tank and run into somebody's house and say, help me find Jesus.
Amen.
I speak it right now. Now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom, holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, and one more amen and a hallelujah. And a glory be to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Mary Pastorek, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. It's always a blessing to see your smiling face, ma'am. Now, I want us to get right into the Word of God tonight because I got a lot to say and a lot to get done. And so I thank you for all of your faith and helping us. Everybody that's gotten involved with your faith this month, last month, and just been standing in faith for God to move, God is moving, and things are happening, and faith is in our hearts every day, all day long in our lives, and we're just standing in faith with every one of you. Thank you for being a part of this. Now, tonight's title is, You Deserve the Glory Because You Alone Are Worthy. Now, I know that last night, we were working on the statement that is, why do we go to the house of the Lord? And I'm probably going to throw a little bit of that in here tonight. But I want to give us some really great praise thoughts tonight. YouTube is live, in case you were wanting to be over there on that platform. I want you to be able to see some things in God tonight. And of course, this is March the 1st. So we have a whole new verse of the month for us right now. Hold on. I'm telling you what to do. And you belong to me. You're the computer, and I'm the guy that runs it. There it goes. It's working. Somebody give glory to God. There it is. It's working. Thank you, Father, for your help. Now, you and I are on a daily basis here making things happen in God. And we've got to be able to see the glory of God that is at work on the inside of us. And, you know, one of the most amazing things is to see everybody's life change right here in front of our eyes. Now, our verse of the month, of course, this whole year, every month we're going to have a verse that is going to talk about the reward. Because this month, this year, Jesus said in 2022, I am rewarding you. So let's pull out our statement for this month. Hold on. Let's grab it right here. This is not for the month. This is for the year. All right? I'll get it right. Just give me a second.
We're waiting.
All right. I figured you'd wait because you seem to be patient that way. And I really appreciate your patience. And I thank you. No, that is the verse of the month for February, but that's all right. I'll just talk about it while I'm reaching out here trying to get the verse of the year. Here we go. Get on the right note. This is our verse of the month for February. 2022, I am performing, February 2022, verse of the month. I am performing the exceedingly. Take your focus off of the naturally. Now unto him who is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately. Now, that's our February verse of the month. And our statement of the year, where 2022, I am rewarding you. Your screen is black. Thank you. Appreciate it, Sunday. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now, watch this. This is our verse of the month for January was, I am your exceeding great reward. That's right out of Genesis 15. Our verse of the month for February was, I am doing exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. And now our verse of the month for March, it's right there. All right, just hold on. I know my wife has it. I already sent it to her. Yeah, please, if you would, because I forgot to put it in this thread over here where it would be easy to find right while I'm on the program. All right, here it is. I got it. It's amazing. You get all this all planned out. You got it happening like you want it. Everything's in the right order. Oops. And then something happens and you're like, well, that didn't make that work at all. But here we go. Now you got it in Facebook and in Zoom. And in a little bit, Sister Leanne will get it to you over there on Zoom. I want to have this there so you can read it with me. This is our verse of the month. March, 1 March 2022 of the month. Our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. How cool is that?
Hallelujah.
I like that.
I'm receiving a sure reward.
Now let's read this verse. Knowing that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you'll find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. That's Proverbs 24:14. Let's read it together again. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. That's pretty good. Say it with me. I have a future and a hope and a sure reward. Now, let's look at our next reference point on this, which is Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. Everybody read this with me. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Verse 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I like verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you. Now, our verse of the month is Proverbs 24:14. I always am instructed by the Holy Spirit to give us a couple other verses to go along with that, that are reference verses that not only back it up, but help explain it so that everybody that's reading it can look and say, oh, yeah, well, I get that now. Because all year long, God is going to be talking to this body of believers about reward. Now, I know there's many people that say, Pastor, you shouldn't serve God for a reward. Well, except for the fact that he told you. When he says, I am going to be your exceedingly great reward, then you and I should probably do our part as sons and daughters to go ahead and find out what that exceedingly great reward is actually all about, so that we can get it and get it into our lives and see it begin to produce something for us. Now watch this. I want us to go to Mark chapter 10. This is an interesting night. Why do we, I know exactly, this is exactly what I was going to preach tonight. I'm just letting everybody know this is exactly what I was going to preach. I have learned now to make that statement rather than this is what I was going to preach. Obviously, this is what I'm going to preach tonight. So I'm going to just make the statement right now. This is exactly what I came here to preach and teach tonight. And everybody say, this is exactly what I need to hear.
This is exactly what I need to hear.
Our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. Woo, it's good. It's getting gooder and gooder the longer we sit here. Let's go to Mark chapter 10, and we're going to go to the story of the rich young ruler, and that's verses 17 and That's going to run down through let's go down here. 34. We might not read it all, but that's a good reference point for the whole story. Are you ready?
Hold
your Bible up, and we'll make our confession for tonight. You might be like, Pastor, we've already started with 15 verses, and now you're getting ready to preach. That's because this word is the only thing that's going to help you be able to stand. It is the only thing that's going to help you stand. Is the word of God. The rest of it, God bless all the great men who had great wisdom all through the world and through history. Thank God for them. But when you stand before Jesus, you're only going to be judged by this book. Thank God for Dale Carnegie. He helped a lot of people. But Dale Carnegie would tell you he got it all from the book of Proverbs.
Really?
Yep. Here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher.
My resident teacher.
Is making his word come alive.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word
and
of God.
Plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of
producing
my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return. In my spirit, soul, and body.
My spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen.
And amen.
And besides all that, can I get a big amen? All right. Somebody's knocking on my door. You need me? All right, here we go. Now, we're going to... Mark chapter 10, verse number 17. Jesus counsels the rich young ruler. Now, as he was going on out on the road, one came running and knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God." Verse 19, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Verse 20, he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack." Now, isn't this an interesting part of this story? He's asking Jesus, "What do I do?" And Jesus goes to the commandments, tells him what to do. And the rich young ruler says, "All these things I have kept from my youth." Well, isn't that an interesting situation? Jesus looked at him and loved him. I want you to notice that, because our title tonight is, he is worthy of it all. Jesus is. And he's worthy of all your love, of all your faith, of all your grace, of all your commitment, of all your loyalty. He's worthy of it all. And he's worthy of all the honor and the glory and the power and the praise. He's worthy of everything that could be given to him in every day. Now watch this. All these things I have kept from my youth. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack. Go your way,
sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Now, isn't that an interesting statement that Jesus just gave to the rich young ruler? Take what you, let me get it right. One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. Now, when you take this back to these verses we just read about our verse of the month, you and I are going to see something in these verses that Jesus was trying to help this rich young ruler come to an understanding of. Look at Proverbs 24:14. Those are the verses that we just read for our verse of the month. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. Watch this. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. What was Jesus saying to this rich young ruler right here? I want you to see something. Number one, he was rich. Number two, he was young. Number three, he was a ruler. So he was financially strong, stable, solid. He was rich. He was still a young man. So he had lots of life in front of him. And he was a ruler. Obviously, his wealth and his wisdom had been able to lead him into a position where he was actually not only a rich man in the community, but an actual ruler in the community at a young age. So this man obviously had probably kept those commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. He obviously had done that. But isn't it interesting what Jesus did when Jesus started talking to him? Jesus put his thumb right on that one spot in his life that he did not have yet submitted under the things of God. And it's why he came to Jesus saying, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus put his thumb right on that one thing. Now, for every one of us, amen, Rebecca, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No faulty social media platform will get in your way. You'll be a part of us. We love you. Thanks for being here. Now watch what Jesus did. Jesus put his thumb on that one place of that man's life that he had to truly get submitted under the things of God. Have you ever felt like in God that God had his thumb on one part of your life and he's going to hold his thumb on that one part of your life until you actually get it worked out and figured out? Why does he do that? Because that one place is the greatest weakness that is stopping you from your greatest strength. I just thought I'd let that soak in a little bit. You know what's interesting about that? It's something different for everyone. And write this reference down. I'm just going to refer to it, but it's James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. It actually makes this statement that confess your faults one to another. Well, I don't think James is saying let's all get together and have a puking party where we all puke on each other about all how bad everything is in our life, because there's no faith in that. But what Paul is telling us, or Paul, James, what James is telling us by the Holy Spirit is, every one of us are going to have a weakness. And we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to find someone we can trust and say, wait, I'm feeling weak here. I need your strength to help me be strong. Look, I want you to see this again. Look at what this says in Mark 10:17. We all know the story of Jesus. He's walking down the road. He's in the city. I don't remember exactly which city he's in here. But it says he was going down the road, all right? He's going down the road. One came running and knelt before him. This rich young ruler came running up to Jesus and knelt down before him. Why? Because he could tell that Jesus had the answer that he needed. When that young man came running up and knelt before him, what was he really doing? He was saying, Jesus, you alone are worthy of all the honor and the glory and the power and praise. David prophesied it, that people would come and bow the knee. Different prophets prophesied that every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And here's this young man right in the middle of the, he's in the road. He's on a road. And he runs up to Jesus and bows down before him. What is he doing? He's literally saying, I know you have the answer. That's what he said. Good teacher, what must I do that I might have eternal life? Well, it must have got around that Jesus knew how to help people get eternal life. And the reality that you and I know from John chapter 1, verses 11 through 14, is Jesus came to his own and his own didn't receive it. Remember that verse? And then it says, but to as many as did receive him, he gave them the power to become the children of God. Jesus is saying to this rich young ruler, you ready for this? And he's saying it to you and to me right now tonight, that you and I got to start getting these verses, these words out of our mouth. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of all the power, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. You've been given the name that's high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, every might, every dominion. You ready? Ready for this one? High above your pride. High above your shame, your embarrassment. High above your arrogance. I don't know. What's your weakness? High above your timidity because somebody always was stepping on you when you tried to talk. High above your fears. Jesus is high above it. And if we'll do what Jesus gives us an assignment to do, then we'll get free from that thing that may have seemed to bind you or keep you down or slow you down your whole life. Why? Because he wants nothing more for you than that every time you come here, you hear me say, and Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Go out of this place tonight and start your day tomorrow, whoever you talk to yet tonight, and give them life and life more abundantly. Can I get an amen from anybody? Let's go back to our verse in Proverbs. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. Skillful and godly wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. And the fear of the Lord is the very beginning of wisdom. And Jesus is looking at this rich young ruler in the New Testament saying, well, here's wisdom for you. What did that young man need to do except sell what he had give to the poor, you're going to have a treasure in heaven you don't know anything about. And the greatest statement Jesus made to him was, and come and follow me. Jesus was welcoming him to be one of the disciples. He's the only disciple that Jesus called, that Jesus told, that we have record of, go sell everything you have and then come follow me. He didn't say it to Peter and Andrew. They didn't sell their boat. He didn't say it to James and John. Matter of fact, the Bible says about James and John that they left the boat with their father Zebedee and the servants, the employees. This rich young ruler who came running up to Jesus saying, what must I do to be saved? Jesus said, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. You will have a treasure that is in heaven. I'm going to go back here one more time. Proverbs chapter 24. Look at what this says. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward. And your hope and your expectation will not be cut off, but it will be made. Wisdom makes you strong. Now, all my life, I've heard God tell me to do a 40-day fast. All my life. Since I've been a pastor, right, which is 1995. All my life. This year, I actually got it done. Thank God for the resolve of my wonderful life.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because there was a few days that I would have gone back the other way. But thank God she was like, no, we're going to do this. And I'm sure there was days where I'm like, man, let's do this. And she's like, can we just go eat pizza, please? But the reward, I'm not telling you to do a 40-day fast. I'm telling you tonight, I'm encouraging you. All right, let's see. I command you in Jesus' name. I beckon you. I beseech you. I henceforth and forevermore bequeath of thee that there's something in your life God's asking you to do that's going to take you to another shot. Woo! It'll clear your sinuses out, I guarantee you. Have you ever had that, what do they call that, like mustard sauce in the Chinese restaurants, what do you call that stuff? Horseradish sauce.
Yeah.
You ever have that horseradish sauce that's so strong that the wax in your ear melted, your eyes watered, and your nose ran all at the same time? Some of this stuff that God asks you to do takes you so far beyond yourself, as we would say out in the trucking world, that'll clear your sinuses out. But see, what was Jesus encouraging this young man to do? He was encouraging this young man, so, brother, so give me your life. Just trust me with your life. Trust me. I will not fail you. I will not fail you. And he was rich, he was young, and he was a ruler. What Jesus was offering him was a level of wisdom that he had no idea was even there. He had no idea was there. And yet, what's cool about our Jesus? Wasabi. Yeah, there you go, Dave.
Oh, I love wasabi.
Wasabi will clear your sinuses, your nose. It'll make your hair grow on your head, man. Woo! What was Jesus doing? He was calling him out. He's like, come on. He's like, Peter, come out here. Walk on the water with me, Peter. Come on. I mean, Peter's like, hey, Jesus, can I come out there? What did Jesus say? Come on, Peter. Peter jumped on the boat. You got to know, James and John and Andrew are like, Peter, get back in this boat. What's wrong with you? You're a fisherman. And you know Peter, loudmouth, but Peter, like, that boat's going down, and he isn't, so I'm going with him. All y'all, blah, blah, blah. No, see, right now, whatever it is God's encouraging you to do, take a big step of faith. Woo! Get this book out. Make sure you're taking the step of faith of the Word of God first. That's got to be your first step you take every time. Speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. And if you are speaking the word, then that next step, although it might be shaky, although it might be unstable, although you might be saying, oh, my Lord, this don't look right, this don't sound right, this don't feel right, this don't act right, I trust in you, oh, God. And you come out on the other side and you realize there's about 50,000 people that did what I just did, and I thought it was difficult, and they're out there running around the field like there ain't nothing to it.
Oh my,
we were on day 37 of the fast, and we found that doctor talking about fasting for good health. And he gave the testimony of the guy that fasted for 83 days. I'm like, well, I'm a wimp. Yeah. I was 83 days. I mean, you can ask Sister Leanne. I'm like, when I got to 40, I'm like, you know, I'm already at 40, so I can do 50 with no trouble. And that dude did 80, you know. And you know what I got to go through to get to 80 again? I'm already halfway to 80. And it wasn't because God was telling me to go to 80. It's because that guy did 80, and I wanted to see if I could do it too. But see, here's what you find on the other side of this, guys, is our answer all along is to make sure every single day we're giving him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that belongs to him. And that in our eyes, is that the right way to say it? That we see in our eyes that every bit of what's going to go on in our life is because of what he's done. It doesn't have nothing to do with you and me. Our faith, our actions of faith, our determination of faith, I'm telling you right now, all of every bit of effort you're going to put in has got to be in the fact that you're receiving him, his abundant grace and his abundant mercy in your life. Think about getting free from sin. You can't get free from sin on your own strength. And it don't matter how hard you try, you're not going to get it done. I'm going to encourage you. It doesn't matter how hard you try, you won't get it done. Because there's no human ability that has innate within it the ability to overcome sin. Pastor, that's discouraging. No. What you got to get is, it's not about your sin that causes you to win. It's about his righteousness.
Yeah, amen.
Well, Pastor, if me trying to get rid of sin isn't going to do me any good, then why do I keep trying? Because you know you shouldn't be doing those sins. Not because I'm on you, because I don't ask God about any of your sin. I don't ever even want to know. Why? I want to see you as who you are. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's what we were talking about last night. And you remember what last night's subject was? Why do we come to the house of God to learn about the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus every time we come here? Why? Because as soon as the revelation hits down deep inside your soul and your spirit, you walk around every day going, oh my God, I can't believe that I got it. Oh! I got it. And you'll shake people, your eyes will be this big around, and they'll be like, woo, you all right, man? You're a little out there. You all right? And you're just like, I'm not out there. Listen to me. Listen. And you take a deep breath, and they say, all right, you ready now? Talk to me in a way I can understand you. Because, see, it's not about works. We haven't read the last half of this story. And what Jesus is getting ready to say from verses 23 through 30 was exactly what that rich man needed to hear and is exactly what Jesus saw was going to happen in his life. Many people believe that the man was Barnabas. They believe it was Barnabas who went with Paul. Yeah, many people believe it was Barnabas. And even though on this day, now I don't have chapter and verse proof of that, but that's what many Bible scholars believe. So there's speculation in it. And like Dr. Hilton Sutton teaches us, don't build a doctrine on speculation. But wouldn't it be something if Jesus had made Judas his replacement and he was already with the disciples, running with them every day by bringing a rich young ruler in that knew how to take care of money. And what was the first thing Jesus asked him to do? Get control of money. I got a bunch and I need you to have a hold of the bag so that guy stops stealing my money. But you got to have control of money before God can trust you with the control of souls. It's just pretty good preaching for a good Tuesday night, isn't it? Say this with me. Jesus, you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the power and all the praise and all the might and all the dominion and the strength and the honor and the glory and the blessing. Grab you one of your papers. Let's chase a rabbit for just a minute. Wait, let's chase a good doctrine for a minute. It's not about rabbits. The rabbits are like, why are you guys chasing me all the time? Go with me to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 4, 5, and 6. And then Revelation 5, 8 through 14. Revelation 1, 4, 5, and 6. Revelation 5, 8 through 14. I want you to see this. Powerful revelation about Jesus is the one who is worthy of all the honor. There it is. Everybody's in their rightful place. Got any new visitors over here tonight? Brother Dave, looks like you're the one. Carolyn Foster's with us tonight. Thank you, Carolyn. God bless you. Sunday guys are welcome. All of our friends over on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio. I almost made the jump tonight and added Telegram just to get used to it. But then about 10 minutes to 7, I had one of my friends get in contact with me. And we had a glory moment of shouting and praising God and crying and celebrating who God is. And I didn't get it done, but I liked the looks of Telegram last night. And we were working on it together after the program, and we really did do pretty good on it. We probably will do that again tonight. Once we're finished with the program, we'll go in there and we'll mess around on Telegram a little bit and see if all of us can get an understanding of it and start making it work. It's another platform that we can use that actually has video and streaming and can be a blessing to us also right there. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Revelation 1, verses 4 through 6. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and was, who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Make sure you have written in your Bible Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. That's where you learn about the seven spirits of God. When you're finished with the seven spirits of God, it says that Jesus' delight was in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:1-2. I have that written right there in my Bible, so that anytime I get there and somebody says, what's the seven spirits of God? Well, I have it in Isaiah 11:1-2, and I have it in Revelation 1, right? Verse 5, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. Jesus was born again from the dead. Jesus was the first one born again. He's our example to be born again. You and I are born again from the dead, just like it says about Jesus. Paul said in Ephesians, when you and I were dead in trespasses and sin, he borned us again. And the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now look at this. He has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. The fact that God made Jesus the Lord, and now he's made you and I kings and priests to God our Father, brings glory and honor to Jesus, what he's doing on this earth. Say it. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve all the praise. And yet, you and I get to be kings and priests. Don't turn there. I'm going to refer to it. So write the reference in. John 17:20-24. Jesus said, the glory you gave me, Father, I have given to these men. It doesn't say you earned it. He gave it to you. You might be like, Pastor, you got me going out here so far tonight. It is. Because all the glory and the honor and the power and the praise belongs to him. And yet when we just walk in what he's given us to do and we just flow with him, we get a reward for doing it. And our verse of the month says there will be a future and a reward. You might be like, Lord Jesus, I never knew half of what's going on in this place around here. Well, guess what? I didn't either. But we sure are learning the farther we go, aren't we? I know it. I know I am. I'm learning every single time I come here. So say this with me. I am a king and a priest to God our Father. And then, of course, it says, to Jesus belongs the glory and the honor and the dominion forever and ever. Now look at Revelation 5. This is a scene in heaven where they're like, well, who is worthy to open the scrolls? All right? And they were weeping. No one was found worthy. And then they said, fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Verse 9, they sang a new song saying, got them Samoans in my ears. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals. You were slain. You've redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Look at verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
Well, guys, how in the world are you and I going to be kings and priests in our own strength? We're not. That's why Jesus keeps putting his finger on that one spot saying, give it to me. Give this to me. Give this right here. Give this to me. Give, no, this. It, focus, focus. You ever take your kid's face and say, look at me. You ever done that? Wait. Have you ever had the Father do it to you? But wait, wait, look at me. Look at me right here. And you're like, what is he doing? He sees the reward that comes because of the obedience. He's not looking at the struggle you're in. He's looking at the reward. What was he saying to the rich young ruler? Give it up and come follow me. I've got a kingdom for you you can't even imagine. He didn't care about his money, and he didn't care that he was rich. Jesus could see the answer. Jesus could see the blessing. Jesus could see the victory. And from our verse of the month, Jesus could see the future and the reward that's coming to him. Let's keep reading. Matter of fact, you might just need to shout, I'm a king and a priest. Woo! Now look, let's go down here to verse 12. This is what all of us said, the billion of us around the throne, a billion of us around the throne, 1 billion of us around the throne. Why would anybody fool around right now with their life, their Christian life? Don't fool around right now. The rapture's getting ready to happen. Oh, make sure you're in the right spot with God. Let him do and be what he wants to do and be in your life. Verse 12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. What has he delivered you from, folks? What has our Jesus delivered you from? How far has he brought you? How far has he delivered you? How much has he brought you to? And where is he trying to get you to in the next level of this? Because when you look at what he says to you every day, you got to look at it from the point of view of, man, what do you see, Jesus, where you're taking me? Because I want to be where you're taking me. I don't want to be where I'm at right now. Verse 12, I'll preach on that for too long. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Verse 13, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Let's ask you a very simple question. Where is Jesus right now? And what is Jesus doing? He's interceding for us. And he's seated on the right hand of the Father on a throne. Ephesians chapter 1, let's go look at it. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Ephesians 1, 20 through 23. Come on, stick with me. We got to get all the way back to Mark yet. Ephesians 1, 20 to 23. Watch this. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Jesus is seated on the throne, and he has everything that we just read going on in his life. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. Some of you are going to get right up and jump all around the room in just a minute. You ready? Everybody get ready. Verse 22, he put all things under his feet, gave Jesus to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Do you know what happens when Jesus
right now receives all the glory, all the honor, all the power, all the praise, all the wisdom, all the riches. So does his body. And
hallelujah.
Who is his body?
Us. We are the body.
Say this with me. I got to be a good example of Jesus. Well, Pastor, what are you coveting? That I can walk with him every day? Philippians chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. That I might know him. What was that rich young ruler really trying to get from Jesus? How to have that same relationship that Jesus was having with the Father, and everybody could see it. That rich young ruler came running up to Jesus and fell down on his knees before Jesus. He had no fear of what everybody thought of him. And as his body, we're supposed to be bringing honor and glory and power and praise and might and dominion and strength and everything that's on Jesus on that throne is on you and I, because we are the fullness of him who fills all in all on this earth. Oh, I sure hope you're getting this, because I am. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, love has been perfected among us in this. What? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, what does that mean, Pastor? It means this. Shut up, you stupid devil, because on my life is wisdom and honor and glory and power and might and dominion and strength. Why? Because he lived on the inside of me, and that's what comes out of me every single day.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Say it with me. Weakness, get out of my life.
Weakness, get out of my life.
People, whenever I teach this, people are like, well, Pastor, who do you think you are, Jesus? No, I'm just like him. I'm his younger brother. I am Jesus. He's my older brother. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. That means all y'all stuff Jesus got, so do I got it. Who do you think you are? The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? That's who I know I am. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. I have an inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible. I have the very seed of Christ living on the inside of me. I am like he is right now on this earth. Woo! There will be a future, and there will be a reward. And your hope and your expectation will not be cut off. You might say, Pastor, I don't have this same fire you got. What? How did you get this? I got it because I finally had a preacher look me right in the eye one day, and he actually looked like he was going to smack me upside my head because I didn't know what the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus was. And he wasn't even a violent man. He's just like, how can you be a preacher for 20 years and you don't know this? I'm like, I'm religious. You know, what am I going to say? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. And man, when he told me, he laid it out so simple. He said, have you ever tried to get free from anything and you weren't able to get free from it? I'm like, yes, religion. He goes, yes. Exactly, religion. So it's the toughest thing in this world you're ever going to try to get rid of, because it looks like God, it acts like God, it talks like God, it sounds like God, and it ain't God. I mean, maybe you don't like my ain't word. It isn't God in any sense of the imagination. It's not God.
to see what was Jesus taking the rich young ruler to. He was taking him to his destiny. He was taking him to that place. And they say it's not available? Isn't that something?
Yeah. I shared it with my whole family and friends, and every one of them come up that way. Never before. Chrissy said, Mom, it's not here. She's that thing.
Really? Is it? And that's that one you got from the messenger thread?
Yeah, tonight.
Isn't
you know, I wanted to send it, you know, because
yeah.
A lot of people like our shut-ins, and I thought this would be a great tool. They never blocked it before. Now, how am I going to reach these people?
We'll get it. Because
burns my button.
Yeah, well, here's what we know. The same God that brought us all together is going to show us how to shank them guys. Shank the devil. Wait, shank the devil. We ain't shanking no. Now, you might not know what that terminology is.
I know what it means.
All right, let me see. I'll use a different word. You and I are going to crush the enemy under our heel. I use Jesus words, okay? And we will get this thing figured out how to get that shared, because I will not be stopped, and neither will the work of this ministry be stopped. And God will show us. We might have to learn something totally we don't even know yet, but glory be to God. Here it comes. Get out of our way.
Woo!
And here we go. Now, let's get back to this. Think about the rich young ruler. Jesus didn't care whether he was rich. Let's go back there. John, Mark chapter 10. Let's just read it. I'm not going to preach it. I want to read the words. I want you to hear what Jesus said, not what I'm saying. Mark 10, 23 through 31. Mark 10, 23 through 31. Here we go again. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 24, his disciples were astonished at his words. Jesus answered and said again, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The eye of the needle was a little door in the huge gate of a city. And in order for a camel to come through that was heavy laden, they had to totally unpack that camel. And then the camel had to get down on his knees and get through a short door and then pack the camel back up. Well, what did that do? That meant if you were a marauding, wicked person come to destroy the city at night, you're not going to unload your camel because it's going to be filled with weapons. So the only people that came in there were people that wanted to be in there, and they were willing to unload their camel and pack it back up. Jesus is saying to the disciples, that's what's hard about it for rich people, is they're unwilling to unpack all that stuff because they trust in the stuff rather than God. And what was Jesus saying to the rich young ruler? Just sell all you got, give to the poor, and then come follow me and watch what happens. Now follow Jesus. 26. And they were greatly astonished. I'm circling it right now. I never saw it before till right now. Verse 24, it says the disciples were astonished. Verse 26 says they were greatly astonished. I just put those two together. And they said to Jesus, well, then who can be saved? Why would they say that unless they were men of wealth? There's no reason for them to be astonished unless they had money. If they were broke, they'd have been like, oh, yeah, you stupid rich people. Thinking you're going to get into heaven. 27. Jesus looked at them and said,
with men, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Now watch. Peter then said, well, Lord, we have left all to follow you. And Jesus said, I say to you, everyone. Now, your Bible might say no one. It's going to use double negatives. I'm taking the double negatives out. I'm not changing the title or the subject. I say to you, everyone who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands. That talks about a business. That talks about finances, lands. For my sake and the gospel's, they shall receive 100-fold now in this time. What? Exactly what they gave up. Houses. Isn't it interesting? The first thing Jesus says is houses. Houses, plural. Brothers and sisters, plural. Mothers and children, plural. Lands, plural. With persecution. And in the age to come, eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. All Jesus was saying to the rich man is, sell what you got, give to the poor, sow a seed, and come follow me. I need you in my kingdom. Jesus saw the future, the reward, the hope, and the expectation for the rich young ruler. And the rich young ruler's going, yeah, but I, and whatever you and I say, yeah, but I, and we hold on to, is the greatest thing we got to let go of. Usually what happens to all of us when we get to this spot is we've never made a point of keeping track in a notebook of all the good and amazing things that God has done for us. Because when it's written down, you can go back and read it. When God says, take this step, you can just go back and read it all and be like, oh, yeah, man, look at there. And that day, wow, look at that right there. Woo, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Look at that statement. And what have you done? You just went back and reminded yourself of all the wonderful things that Jesus has done in your life that have been an answer to you. And on that day, you were like, woo, look what he did for me. But what happened? Life, which is the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desire of other things, have entered in and choked out that great testimony you once had. Ain't nobody choking my testimony. I have a future and a reward. This is the most interesting fact about the Christian life now that we see in the New Testament the mystery that God revealed to the Apostle Paul. If you have nothing but faith, that is all you need.
Both,
yeah, both is the answer to what Felicia asked. Yeah, would that be fear of the unknown or lack of faith? It's probably both. The only reason we have fear of the unknown is because we don't remind ourselves of all the victories of the past. Amen. There ain't a person sitting here tonight listening to me that doesn't have already behind you so many victories that if you would just remember the victories instead of the fear of the unknown, you could tell the unknown, shut up, unknown. Look at what he did on this day, this day, this day, this day, this day, and this day. Guess what? The fear of the unknown now then changes to, what's my next step, Lord? And then you just go take that step. And then he shows you another step. And then he shows you another step. This last month, I heard God say 100 times, I got it. 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 I just finally got to the point where I'm saying God's got it. God has got it. God has got it. God has got it. God has got it. Well, yeah. But and really, you make a list of those, what the enemy would say are barriers. Once you make a list of that, now you can go back and get out of your life and say, yeah, but see that barrier? God really already did that for me right there, and I have victory. So that barrier doesn't exist because God's already given me victory in that area. And then the next one, and if you and I will let God show us all he's done for us, we'll realize that there's not only a future, but there's a reward waiting for every one of us right here, right now, in a way that we can't even see. I got a word for everybody sitting here tonight. Wait, let me say it differently. I got a word for everybody sitting here tonight that I can see, because I can't see everybody that's here. But all of you I can see, I know you. All of you that I can see here, you have a hundredfold return waiting for you that is out of this world because you're here making this happen every single night. You just don't understand the hundredfold return because you never got focused and continually spoke this verse out loud every day until it got a revelation down on the inside of you. You're fixing to see hundredfold return explode all over, Leanne and I, because we've not let go of it. We beat the bloody stuffings out of our enemy every day with it. Why? Because we got the revelation that there's a hundredfold return for us, not out of pride, but Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things, what things that the Gentiles seek after, will be added unto you. Why? Because you seek first the kingdom. Now, the example of what we have in men of old of our nation right here in the United States of America is anybody who ever stepped out and sought first the kingdom, God blessed them so abundantly they were multimillionaires and were able to sow millions of dollars into the kingdom. Look at the seven men that took care of Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Started out as humble businessmen, ended up, their whole families were multimillionaires because they said to Billy Graham, it doesn't matter where you're going to go. It doesn't matter what you're going to need. This group of men are going to make sure it happens. And of course, you know, every time they go to a crusade, they got every church within 100 miles involved. I mean, Billy Graham knew how to get the folks together and get them to work. That man was a master at that. And of course, other people gave. But those seven men said, it doesn't matter, Billy, wherever you're going, we're bankrolling you. And it didn't matter. He went behind every iron curtain there was. Because he had men that said, no, God's going to put it in our pocket, and you watch it. We're going to send you out. What is it? It's a great reward. I got to get to this last set of verses, or I'm not going to get done, and I got to get done. Say it with me. I have a future.
I have a future.
And a reward.
And a reward.
And my expectation will not be cut off.
And my expectation will not.
Let's say it differently. It cannot be cut off. There ain't no devil in hell that has any ability to cut off your hope and expectation. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This could be my last verse. You know, I just miss you, Roger Oxy, when you're not with us. I don't know where you are.
Yeah.
But when you listen to this the next time, just so you know, I miss you. We all miss you. So get yourself back here and get connected. Love you. Everybody pray for Brother Roger because they seem to really be really mean to him about getting connected. Planted all those seedlings today and said a prayer. I said, this is my calling through your grace. This is what you want me to do. Your green thumb is better than mine.
Amen.
If I'm planting anything, that's what I got to say. If it's not your green thumb, then we're all going to have brown plants in Jesus' mighty name. Although I did plant a garden once in a barnyard, And that one did seem to grow.
A what?
A garden in a barnyard.
Oh.
That one seemed to grow. But I think there was so much fertilizer, it wouldn't have mattered what you put in there. It was going to grow. Amen. Here we go. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. 9:08. Help me, Jesus. Verse 6. This I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Let's go to our story tonight. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. Well, are you watching? Watch this. Let's go to the story of the rich young ruler. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. The rich young ruler went away. Now, maybe he was Barnabas and he came back. But the 12 gave their life to Jesus. And Jesus said, you got a hundredfold return coming from you. And they went everywhere they wanted to go, anytime they wanted to go, and they were well taken care of. Now, let's keep going. Verse 7, let each one give as he purposes in his own heart. But don't give it grudgingly, and don't give it out of necessity. Pastor, have you ever given grudgingly? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You won't learn to be a good giver in God without a few times having given it grudgingly. And then you'll sow it and you'll be like, that seed doesn't seem to be working. What happened? Oh, yeah, I was not very happy when I gave you that gift. And this is the cool thing about God. You and I get to switch a gift, a seed from grudging to cheerful by just turning the key, because we got the keys of the kingdom and we can stop grudge and go to cheerful anytime we want. Keep moving. God loves a cheerful giver. Now look at verse 8. This is one of the greatest mysteries of the New Testament. And God is able to make all grace, how much grace? All grace. What does all grace include? It includes all grace. Watch this. God is able to make all grace to abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. How many of you know that's a whole lot of alls and everys? Now look at verse 8. It says God is able. I want you to do something. I want you to change God is able to God is making all grace abound. Well, Pastor, how can we do that? Because if you've decided in verse 6 and 7 to be a cheerful giver, a cheerful, abundant giver, no matter what he asks you, then you don't have to say God is able anymore. As soon as you're a giver, you can now say, and God is making all grace abound. Why? Because I am a cheerful giver and I am a bountiful giver. There's a big difference between God is able to make all grace abound and God is making all grace abound. And the deciding factor is your willing heart. The story of the rich young ruler. Here is a rich young ruler kneeling before Jesus and 12 disciples standing beside Jesus. The rich young ruler saying, oh, Jesus, help me know what to do. And the disciples standing there doing what you need to do. Now get that picture. He's kneeling there saying, what are you asking me? Do you think that he was in a higher position than Peter, James, John, and Andrew, who had a partnership fishing industry business? It obviously kept going the whole time they were doing the ministry of Jesus because they were able to go back to it. But here you got an example of a man kneeling before Jesus wanting to know what to do and 12 men standing beside Jesus having already known what to do and have done it. And now we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 7, chapter 9, verses 6, 7, and 8. And Jesus, God Almighty, by the Holy Spirit, is saying, and God is making all grace abound to you if you're a willing giver.
Hallelujah.
Say it with me. I am a cheerful. Willing giver. So what does God say? That I'm making all grace abound to you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, have an exceeding abundance every day for every good work. Verse 9, as it is written, he's dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. What did he give to the poor? Faith and seed. What's your seed, Pastor? Your faith. You might say, I don't have any money to give you, Pastor. I know. Use your words, use your faith, and say, Father, bring us 500 partners for this great ministry so we can preach the gospel all over the world wherever you send us. What did you just use? Faith, off your lips, and a seed that you sowed in faith for somebody else's life to be blessed and changed. And now God said, wow, you're going to be a willing, happy, joyful giver. Then I'm going to make all grace abound toward you. There's nobody on this earth, no matter the nation they live in, that cannot come out of the abject poverty they're in and walk in an abundant life with God. Because this verse says it. God dispersed to the poor. What? Faith and seed. You might write it right in your Bible. Faith and seed. And his righteousness endures forever. Well, look at verse 10. This backs up what I'm saying. Was he from Missouri? Yes, he was. Verse 10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower. Well, who's supplying your seed? God. He's also going to give you bread for food. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's also going to supply and multiply the seed you've sown, even if your seed you're sowing right now is the word of faith and prayer saying, God, give us partners and bless our ministry. He's going to multiply that seed you sow. Look at what happens next. And increase the fruits of your righteousness. What was the rich young ruler doing? He's bowing before Jesus saying, you are worthy. The prophet said people will bow before him and every knee will bow. That's what he did. But Jesus wasn't saying, bow before me, boy. The man came and said, you are worthy. You alone are worthy. What do I do? And Jesus said, what have you done? Well, I've kept the commandments. Well, then this is what I see, son. Go sell all you got and come follow me. And you're going to have a treasure you don't know nothing about. Well, Jesus could see the future. The young man couldn't see the future. But he just came to Jesus saying, I know you know how to help me get eternal life. And what he should have done is said, well, that guy didn't have eyes and he's got eyes now. And that guy was missing an arm and he's got one now. And that blind man can see and that lame man can walk. And those 10 lepers I saw the other day went running to the priest made whole. All right, I'm going to follow you. And some of you have said, I can't do anything because I'm poor. According to the rich young ruler, according to Mark chapter 10, according to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, according to Revelation chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 5, there's a whole lot you can do. Why? Because you got faith and seed and lips that can speak. So you don't have any money to give. You may not have a house you can sell or sell. You may not have a car you can give. You may need a car. But you got faith and you got the seed of your lips. And faith and the seed of your lips is the greatest seed you can sow. Get your mouth right and get it focused. And look at verse 10. He's going to supply you seed to sow. He's going to give you bread to eat. He's going to supply and multiply the seed you sow. And he's going to increase the fruits of your righteousness. And because you're faithful to come here every day and give to the kingdom, he's going to add a hundredfold return to it. And he said, you don't have any ability in yourself to do this, but because you trust my ability, then great, I'll be your exceeding great reward. And you're getting rewarded for just walking with him to receive the grace he's given you and walk with him and speak what he gives you to speak. And he's going to reward you for doing what he gave you to do.
What a good guy.
You can't lose. I know. I got to go listen to this all over again myself. If you have nothing else to give but the words of your mouth, sow your words like a seed every single day. Every one of you have heard me say we need $210,000 for 3 employees. You might say, Pastor, that's outrageous. No, not in the day we live. Not by the time you pay taxes and you get everything done and provide internet and everything that we got to have so everybody can make it work. No, that's not that much. Well, you might say, I don't have $210,000. I know, but you got a mouth and you got faith in your heart and you got faithfulness here and you got love for what we do. Speak it done. And watch God get involved in your life to bless you for the seed you sown. And watch God do his work in this ministry. Yeah. Pastor, are you speaking? It never stopped since the first time you heard me say it. But you know where I go with my seed? I go to Dr. Barclay and the men of God that I'm a partner with. Tonight is Holy Spirit Conference. Just started in Midland. You know what we've been saying for a week now? I declare the Holy Spirit Conference budget paid in full before the meeting ever starts. And then I say the next thing that I actually asked, what do you believe for? And he told me. And then I make that declaration. Why? I speak it as though it's already done. I got faith, and I have the seed of my words. What does that mean? God has bound himself to do to me. He's bound himself to make all grace abound toward me, so that I always, having all sufficiency in all things, have an exceeding abundance unto every good work. And I reign with him as a king and a priest, and all the honor and the glory and the power and the praise that is in Jesus will be seen all over me. And according to John 17, the glory that they saw in Jesus, they'll see in me, and they'll say, man, that man believes in God. He must know Jesus. And they'll come running to you and I because we know Jesus. They're not going to have a thing to do with you and I. It's going to be because of Jesus. And that's what Jesus said to this rich young ruler. He wasn't being mean to him. He didn't want him broke. He's getting ready to tell him he's got a hundredfold return coming. Can you imagine a young rich ruler who gave up being rich and ruler at a young age, what he would have been? This is a good word tonight, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I wish that I could play that song for you right now and I wouldn't get deleted from the internet, you know, like I committed some great crime, because it fits so perfectly here. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Guys, what did any of us do to deserve where we are right now tonight and this opportunity to have what we have? We didn't do anything to deserve it. We accepted his love, his mercy, and his grace. And because we willingly accepted it, Jesus has now given us everything that we ever dreamed of in our life. And all he asks is that we step out and follow after him in every place where he asks us to go.
Don't you love him? Don't you just love the word of God? I love it. I know I get so excited and I get wound up and the level of my voice goes higher and higher and higher and higher. Why? I'm just wound up in God, man. I can see it. I see it. I see us all over the world. When that Stackelbeck reporter the other day said Israel's now open for tours, I'm like, sign up the community of faith. We're all coming. We're all going. Don't come back yet, Jesus. We want to go visit the Holy Land before you get back here. And matter of fact, while we're there, can you just rapture us right from Israel in Jesus' mighty name? Can I get an amen from anybody? Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being so real to us. Thank you. Thank you. I think it's so interesting because there's times I try to be done and he's like, you forgot a verse. You forgot a verse over there. Would you please read that verse? All right. I got to read the rest of these verses. Verse 11. I'm in 2 Corinthians 9:11. I got to read it because that's what he just told me to do. I'm trying to thank him for being done. And he's like, read the verses. Okay, here we go. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality. All these words that are seeds for you to sow and reap a hundredfold and receive the blessing, is called an enriched blessing. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, that's going to cause thanksgiving that flows through all of us to God. People are going to be like, wow, look at these people. Verse 12, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, you saying, God, bring us every partner we need here to do the work of the ministry that you've given us to do. That's going to supply the needs of the saints. Verse 12, it also abounds with deep thanksgivings to God because people thank God for us every night on here. 13, the proof of this ministry, they glorify God because of our obedience on the confession of the gospel of Christ and for our liberal sharing with them and all men, which is going to cause them to pray for you who long for you. Because of the exceeding grace of God that is in you and me. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift in us, to us, and for us. This set of verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 should become one of the most important verses, sets of verses for you in the New Testament. Because it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Everything you've ever seen in life that you would do is going to come out of those verses right there. Verses number 6 through 15. And it's going to deal with your spirit, your soul, your body, with your mind, your will, and your emotions, with your marriage, your money, your mouth, your ministry, all of it right here. Because that's who God is. He is making. Say it with me.
He is making.
All grace abound toward us.
All grace abound toward us.
Right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. And now I'm done.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Because now I just heard the words, now we're done. And it's like, why don't I just listen for those words instead of trying to bring it to a close before it's time to close? I just want to sing that song. But once we're finished and it's just us on Zoom, we'll play a little bit of it. So Brother Roger can play his banjo and Sister Francetta can play it on the kazoo and I'll play my drums. Thank you, Father, for the promise of a reward because we trust in you. Not because we go do something.
but because we trust in Jesus' grace working in us to cause us to go do something. Oh, it's amazing. And what you're rewarding us for is being willing and obedient. And then we get to eat the good of the land and live every day in wisdom. We love you so much. We thank you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. What a night. I'm going to sit here and talk about what a night for 5 minutes. So let's take receive communion. Are you ready?
Again.
1 Corinthians chapter 10. Maybe we should go to chapter 11, verse 23. Through 31. If you've never received communion with us, no better time to start than right now. Get you some grape juice. Get you some bread. I'm going to be reading out of the Bible the Apostle Paul's description of when Jesus met with him. You'll notice these words are in red. Jesus actually met with Paul and shared the communion service with Paul. And taught Paul this lesson right here. I think that's pretty amazing. Paul got it right from Jesus. Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. His death, his burial, his resurrection, his sinless life. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Powerful, powerful word. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. We've already been there once tonight. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. You ever needed boldness in judgment? Well, now you got it. Why? Because as he is seated on that throne, so are we in this world. He's the head, and we're his body, and we're functioning in it. Verse 18, perfect love, cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion elements as long as you're not coming here to make a mess. If you're coming here to mock God, well, then the Bible says you'll drink damnation to your own soul. So come here. Search your heart every time you get here. Make sure you're right with God and you're walking with him. And then receive the bread and drink of the cup. As long as you're a member of the body of Christ, you're able to do that. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. You might say, Pastor, I'm not even born again. I've never heard a message like this tonight. This is my first time. But I really feel like you guys got what I need. We do. I'm going to lead you in the prayer of salvation, which will make you born again, which will cause Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, to come and live on the inside of you.
and will change you from being a mere earthling to a child of God. Maybe you're somebody that's been walking with God throughout your life and you've drifted away. Well, and today you're coming back. Well, thank God. Come on back and find out who God is in your life today. Everybody that's with me, pray this prayer out loud. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day triumphant.
And you rose again on the third day triumphant.
Put your hands out like this and just say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Wow, did I ever just get a revelation right while I'm leading you into the prayer of salvation, helping you just receive Jesus. I just got the most amazing revelation about this ministry. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Woo! Now. In that one prayer, you just went from darkness to light. You're experiencing that right now. It's really cool, isn't it? Why? Because Jesus is the light of the world, and he just entered into you because you welcomed him. Somebody just said, man, Pastor, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I know. You went from fear to faith. Well, how'd that happen? Because Jesus is the author and finisher of faith, and he just came inside of you. Because you welcomed him in. You just went from being a mere earthling to being adopted into the family of Almighty God. And you know what that means? You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You just went from your sin, which you cannot be, to Jesus' righteousness, which he gave you as a gift. Say this. I receive the free gift of righteousness.
I receive the free gift of righteousness.
Woo! Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Wow, 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 wow. Amazing. The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. You are now heir of God and joint heir of Jesus, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 11 through 17. You're part of the family.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, how in the world am I going to be a Christian? Don't worry about being a Christian. Just wake up every day and say, Jesus, help me walk with you. Say it.
Jesus, help me walk with you every day.
Can you pray that prayer? Yes, you can. And I'll help you remember to pray it if you write me, communicate with me. They put my email address and website in there. On the website is the communion service. Where you can just read it yourself, take you about 5 minutes to take communion. If you just read it yourself, you and your family sit there and receive communion together every day. I encourage you to do it every day. Why? Because it's a fresh application of the Word of God. It's a fresh understanding of the blood of Jesus and the body of Christ and how it's transforming your life. And you'll grow like you never thought you could grow. It's a wonderful thing. Put my email address, website there. Send me an email. Say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. Help me walk with God, and I will help you walk with God. In Jesus' mighty name. You can find the email in the notes of Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and all y'all Zoomers, you know, already know my email address. Are you ready? Let's hold our elements up, and we'll bless them and pray for them now. Now, remember, Zoomers, you're supposed to be praying this prayer with me. Make sure you have pajamas on and you're not laying in bed. Don't, if you are, just don't turn your camera on, but I want to hear your voices, because I want everybody to hear the Church of Jesus Christ is with us. Here we go. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you. Jesus, you were wounded
for
my transgression. You were bruised
for
my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace
is upon you,
Lord, and by your stripes
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In
my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying
in my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And
all things have become new.
And
I thank you for it.
By
the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For
my assignment every day.
By
the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
Jesus. Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass
over. And cannot be on me or my family.
My
conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed.
You, Lord.
Glory be to God. So, I don't know if I've got the tune and everything of You're Worthy of It All down yet. But we do have our other song that we love to sing. Let's sing that one. Let's sing the other one we always sing when people are healed.
You are great.
Yeah. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Let's sing more, prepare me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be then living sanctuary for you. You know, you might say, Pastor, I've never seen anything like this before on the internet. Aren't you glad you found us? Because now you've seen it. Now you've seen it. And guess what? Now you get to experience it and say, wow, what an experience. I mean, like, serious. This is an amazing experience in God. And these are some of the most amazing believers you'll ever find. These people know how to pray and talk to God. And we're kicking this thing. And God has helped it go now to 28 nations. 28 nations. Wow. But wait, if you knew me and you knew what I've tried to do and done here, you'd be like, how in the world did we ever get to 28 nations? It's not us. It's his grace. He said, go, so we went. And he's taking it. Ready? Say it with me. And take us to all 200 nations of the world. May my map that I have of the world on my app, may it be filled, and every nation of the world have our gospel that we teach right here preached in those nations, and we be a blessing to people all over this world. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, for those of you that's joined us on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio, in just a minute, we're going to be closing those down for the night. See you again tomorrow at noon for noon prayer. And we're going to be praying for Russia. We're going to be, God's given me a pretty amazing revelation in all that. If you haven't seen my Facebook post on my personal page that is Sam Cottle, go there and read it today. It's the post about the Golan Heights. Make sure you read that, and you read it a couple times through so you get the revelation that's in there. But we're going to be praying tomorrow at noon. This is, you're able to watch this again as soon as it's finished.
For those of you that asked for the verses after this morning's program, I have them finished, I believe. I got it all straightened out, and I think I got it in order good enough to send it to you. And you'll see it. It'll show up in the family thread. Those of you that asked for it personally, it'll show up to you also in your email or however you sent me the message for it. So we can be a blessing, share it with anybody you want to share it with, because it's the word of God. And his word is available for anybody, anywhere, at any time. I encourage you, join us in about another hour for our Read the Word. The children of Israel last night sinned the most horrendous sin you can sin, and that is saying no to God and rebelling against him when he said go up into the promised land. And now they're going to wander for 40 years, and we're going to watch them wander around in the book of Numbers, and God's going to take care of them because he's got to be faithful to Caleb and Joshua. If you want to be able to be connected to that program, make sure you go to YouTube, click like, hit subscribe, and ring the bell. That way you'll be notified every time we have a program that we're going to be live, and then you'll be able to be a part of that program. We have a playlist for all of the Read the Words. We are reading through the Bible chronologically from Genesis to Revelation. And last night was the first night we added a psalm in with what we were reading. Moses wrote a psalm when the children of Israel rebelled, and it was Psalm chapter 90, and it was in a reading this morning that we read. Those of you that want to be a part of the worship thread, make sure you let us know, because all we got to do is add your name, and then you'll get that worship music every day at about 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central.
And I just added you, Felicia.
Felicia's added, and Sister Francetta, you've been added. Any of you that want to be a part of that, we encourage you, because it's great worship. It gives you an hour of worship before we come into the service. And you might be fixing supper, doing your daily duties, but just turn the music on and let it go. And it'll be a blessing to you. And, you know, I like to tell you this. Let me grab it real quick, because this would be an encouragement to you. Some of you might be like, wow, Pastor, what's that? I didn't know anything about this. Well, watch this. That YouTube playlist with those songs, that YouTube playlist, and it's right here, that YouTube playlist has been listened to. Hold on. That playlist has been played 5,024 times. Now, there's not that many of us at the Community of Faith listening to it every time. So what does that mean, Pastor? That means there's a whole bunch of other folks that's listening to that playlist somewhere else. And we're glad they're listening, because it gives them the ability to be connected to us, and we're glad that we're able to be a blessing to them. 5,000, that means we got some folks that's listening to that every time we put it up. That's a good thing. All right, got to run. Our closing verses for tonight are this. Genesis 1:1 is, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the last verse of the Bible is may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen and amen and amen. We'll see you soon in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. Let me say it differently. Everybody say it with me. Ready? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen. God bless you guys. See you soon.
Well, there we go, guys. We did it. God bless you. Thanks for being a part of this. Sister Phyllis and Sister Felicia had 11 playbacks on YouTube, and the average watcher watched for 10 minutes and 39 seconds at a whack. So glory be to God. That's awesome. So anything you two got to say? Somebody say something.
God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless your sweetheart. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you for being a part of our life. We surely do love you. Go ahead, Felicia.
I don't understand what you just said, but if it was a good thing, then I am so happy to do it.
Amen. On YouTube, when the program finishes, it tells me that we had 11 people on tonight, and the average time that each of those were on was 10 minutes and 39 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing. That's a lot of minutes watched out there on YouTube, and that means there's a whole family of people connecting over there, and we don't know who they are because YouTube doesn't give us the ability to see who they are unless they sign in and say something. And if all of them were pornographers, well, then glory to God, they watched for 10 minutes. So anyways, that's what we got. If you got anything else to say, then good. If not, we'll head on out of here because we was here a long time last night.
Peace out, Paul.
Peace out to you, too.
I'll be listening to you if you read the word a little while.
All right. Bless you, fellas. Love you.
Good night. Love you.
See you there, layaway.
Peace out, huh?
Love you, buddy. That's awesome to hear your voice. Take good care of your ma and your pa. In Jesus' mighty name. Talk to you soon. Blog Talk Radio, thanks for starting it out. Thanks for ending it all. And we bless you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Wherever you are around the world, make sure you send us an email. Send us a postcard, something if you can. If you can't, we understand. But most of all, share it with your friends all around the world. And we love you and we appreciate you tonight. Till we see you again, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen and amen.